Dear listeners, a loving Sai Ram and greetings from Prashanti Nilayam, the spiritual capital of the universe, the abode of highest peace. You are tuned to Asia's stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony, and a warm welcome to today's Thursday Live. Well, this is the segment Service Love in Action, in which we bring you accounts of Swami's love and our love for Swami, translating into service to humanity. And I am Raghu from Team Radio Sai. Well, in the last part of the previous segment, that is Morning Glory, you heard an interview with Brother Vijay Sai, an alumnus of Bhagwan's University. And in conversation with him was Brother Bishop Prashti. And that was the first part of the conversation with Brother Vijay Sai. And the next part will be aired next week on the segment Morning Glory. In fact, that came to you as part, also as an episode of our radio series, Fleeting Moments, Lasting Memories, in which we bring you conversations with Bhagwan's students, Bhagwan's alumni, and they share with us their experience of being Swami's students. So this is a segment, Service Love in Action. So at the very outset, dear listeners, let us all collectively offer our most humble pranams at Bhagwan's lotus feet, who is our everything, Mother, Father, Guru. Well, today is 10th of July, and the time right now in our studio is 11:25 a.m. And it's a fine and pleasant morning here at Prashant Lam Ashram. The temperatures have come down here in the ashram. The weather is overcast. It's throughout the day, it's almost cloudy. In fact, it's a mixture of cloud and sunshine. And last couple of days we had a few drizzles, so the weather is very good here in the ashram. So today is 10th, in fact last 2 days were the days of Ashadi Ekadashi, so Prashant Nilayam witnessed the celebration of Ashadi Ekadashi, and a contingent of devotees had come from Maharashtra and Pune, the states of Maharashtra and Goa, and they had perform a lot of cultural activities in Sai Kurunth Hall. Well, 2 days from now, that is 12th of July, that happens to be on Saturday, is the festival Guru Purnima, the much awaited festival Guru Purnima, where we worship Guru, our Guru, who is none other than Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. So ashram is fully geared up for the festival. In fact, the celebration has started from 8th of this month, with a conference, and the celebration will go on till 14th of this month, where in the evening, and 14th evening, there's going to be a choir by the devotees from Russia and adjoining countries. But whatever it is, the celebration for a week is just an official celebration. Every day here at Prashant Nilayam is a day with a lot of celebration and festivities, as we always are ever grateful to Bhagwan for being incarnated in Puttaparthi and having been spent most of his life sojourn in Prashant Nilayam. So whatever it is, be it the temperature, the weather, the climate, the people, the festival, everything here at Prashant Nilayam is suffused with divine vibes, and it's a celebration every day, and it's our humble endeavor to bring these vibes to your homes through various Radio Sai programs. Well, dear listeners, I also take the opportunity to tell you all another good news. 15th of this month, that is July 15th, Radio Sai's Telugu stream is turning 3. That is, they are completing 3 years of the Telugu stream. So, 13th of this month, which happens to be three days from now, and it's a Sunday, Radio Sai Telugu stream is going to celebrate its 3rd anniversary. And there are going to be live programs from morning 6 to night 10 p.m. So from morning 6 to night 10, throughout the day, there will be live programs on Radio Sai's Telugu stream. The programs will be in the language Telugu. There will be live interviews, live conversations, live audio dramas, live music concerts, and many more and much more wonderful programs. So for the benefit of Telugu listeners, tune in on this Sunday, that is 13th of this month, from morning 6 to night 10, to listen to Radio Sai Telugu stream live programs. So as I said, dear listeners, this is a segment, Service Love in Action, and I'm Raghu from Team Radio Sai. And today in this segment, I'm going to play for you a conversation with the late Dr. A. Ramakrishna, the former President and Deputy Managing Director of Larsen and Toubro Company's ECC Construction Division. So that conversation will be in a while from now. So before that, let's listen to a beautiful song sung by Swami students.
जलाएंगे हम तेरा नाम गाएंगे हम ज्योति जलाएंगे हम तेरा नाम गाएंगे हम नाम को तेरे हम होठों पे रखकर हर काम को तेरे हाथों में लेकर साई राम हर कदम बढ़ाएंगे हम ज्योति जलाएंगे हम तेरा नाम गाएंगे हम ज्योति जलाएंगे हम ओ हो हा हा मंजिल है देखो आज एक हमारी आशाएं देखो एक हमारी हिंदू या मुस्लिम सिख और ईसाई हम सब है भाई भाई अल्लाह हो अकबर जलाएंगे हम जाति मतभेद वलदंटु वलदंटु
वलदंटु वलदंटु
जगबंधु जनुलंत ओक्कटे अनि अंटू
ओक्कटे अनि अंटू
शांति कै पोराडुदा प्रशांति कै पयनिंसुदा ಆಶ್ವಾಸ ಅನಿಯಂಟು
ಆಶ್ವಾಸ ಅನಿಯಂಟು
ಜಗತ್ತಿನೆ ಸರಿದಿತ್ತುತ
ಜಗತ್ತಿನೆ ಸರಿದಿತ್ತುತ
ಘರ ಶಾಂತಿ ಬೆದದಲ್ಲುದ ಲೆಂಬು ಲೆಂಬು
ಜ್ಯೋತಿ ಜಲಾಯೆಂಗೆ ಹಂ ತೇರಾ ನಾಮ ಗಾಯೆಂಗೆ ಹಂ ಜ್ಯೋತಿ ಜಲಾಯೆಂಗೆ ಹಂ
बंधन जाता रिपाचिक मिलकर कहेंगे हम एक हैं
एक हैं हम एक हैं
साई का संदेश दिल से लगाकर साई की वाणी दिल में बसाकर जग को बदल देंगे हम
जग को बदल देंगे हम तेरा नाम गाएंगे हम
नवयुग ले आएंगे हम
ज्योति जलाएंगे हम तेरा नाम गाएंगे हम ज्योति जलाएंगे हम
we break the barriers of caste, creed and race
we live in one world we shall proclaim we are one we are one we are one
With Sai as our life friend
forever
This message our life
forever
We turn the world around
We get the golden age Peace on earth we shall bring We get the golden age Jyoti jalayenge hum Tera naam gaayenge hum La 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 Jyoti jalayenge hum Tera naam gaayenge hum Jyoti jalayenge hum Tera naam gaayenge hum Naam ko
को तेरे हम होठों पे रखकर हर काम को तेरे हाथों में लेकर साई राम हर कदम बढ़ाएंगे हम ज्योति जलाएंगे हम जलाएंगे नाम गाएंगे नाम गाएंगे ज्योति जलाएंगे हम जलाएंगे नाम गाएंगे नाम गाएंगे राम को तेरे हम होठों पे रखकर हर काम को तेरे हाथों में लेकर साई राम
to Sight. Spend the day with Sight. From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m.
on Radio Sight Thursday Live.
Radio Sight Thursday Live.
Stay tuned. Dear listeners, once again, welcome back to today's Thursday Live. Well, the time right now in our studios is 11:35 a.m. and it's a pleasant morning here at Prashant Hinlayam Ashram. A perfect picture, perfect weather condition. Well, this is a segment, Service Love in Action. And today, as I said in the beginning, I'll be playing for you a conversation with Dr. A. Ramakrishna, who was the former president and deputy managing director of L&T. Of the company L&T, Larsen & Toubro's ECC Construction Division. Well, Dr. A. Ramakrishna was a globally acknowledged civil engineer who pioneered the use of precast concrete and pre-stressed construction technique in India. He was acknowledged by his peers as a visionary who transformed the way of Indian infrastructure is being created till date. Well, Dr. A. Ramakrishna merged in Bhagwan's lotus feet on August 20th, 2013. On 25th January 2014, the Government of India announced its selection for Padma Bhushan, the third highest civilian award for distinguished services posthumously. So let's listen to this conversation. This was recorded a couple of years back here at Radio Sai Studios. And in conversation with him is Radio Sai's V.S.R. Murthy, sir.
Spirituality and the human values is very important. And ultimately, the success comes from those things than because you cannot motivate otherwise.
Mm.
When you are genuinely interested in the workmen, in the people who invest money, in the people who are engineers, who are technical people, and you are genuinely working towards an objective, a good objective like Swami's projects, then everything works functionally very well because of the unity in it.
Exactly.
I have experienced that very much. And as most of our success I attribute to this unity.
Correct.
You know, in my professional experience, I had to combine experts from various countries sometimes for the benefit of India. And I used to have very good relationship with all of them. And one great thing that happened due to influence of Swami, and especially Swami, because I had the greatest direct impact from Swami compared to other things which I've read only. So it has created such an impact, not on myself, but on the company and the country, I feel. We have done some unique works because of Swami's, you can say, influence, and developed the company beyond even my imagination. It happened, and that I can attribute to only Swami's influence, because it looks so naturally it is happening. But really, it is the God's will and the grace which is functioning through me that has helped.
Wonderful.
I think that is what I have illustrated in this book which we published, and Swami's last birthday, Service to Man is Service to God, is all the projects we have done for 20 years under Swami's guidance. And all of them are projects which help the humanity. So I would only like to say what I have written in that article is exactly the same. We came here and he said, please build housing for our devotees.
Mm.
And his projects are all most economical.
Mm.
And if you say in those days, for $2,500, I must be able to give a single room flat, which has got a single room plus kitchen plus puja room and toilet.
Mm.
So I started thinking about what is the most economic way of doing it in India.
Mm.
With the experience of what I have gained, maybe through other countries' experience, reading, all that. But to apply that, I would say this is one of the first applications. In many instances, it happened like that. What we have built here, we use what is called large area formwork. The walls are normally in brickwork, blockwork. We have built these walls in concrete. And slabs are in concrete. So if you do that in a certain way, you can systematize and mechanize the work. So the productivity is very high. You save in cement and steel.
Right.
So we have used those concepts, which I have probably learnt elsewhere, but assimilated for application.
And implemented here.
Swami always used to say, it's no good in just having the knowledge. You must apply that and help the humanity, help the people whom we are going to serve. And I think that is where it has helped us. In the housing concepts, really used to sit in the veranda. And I used to think about our projects also, along with these projects. And I used to get good ideas. And I used to discuss with my colleagues, engineers, draftsmen, so many other customers, suppliers. I always wanted to bring unity and I was genuine. I think the difference in approach is, if you are selfish and only want to help your company, yourself, or help a particular company, it doesn't work so efficiently.
Very good.
If you are working for the general
humanity,
general good of everyone, and everyone connected, the unity will come automatically.
Wonderful.
And it will help everyone. That is a lesson I have learned through Swami's jobs.
Wonderful.
Housing, we did jobs in Jamshedpur, we did jobs in Bangalore. Using this system, which way I can say, in a way, I tried out in a small scale. And we built 19-storied blocks, saving 25% of steel and 5 to 10% of cement, and a lot of labor is saved because it is highly productive. So by mechanizing and doing certain methods, tried out in Europe, tried out in other countries, but we experimented in India, and I have taken risks for the company. But always they were successful because of Swami's teachings and grace. I used to get the right support from all the people.
Right.
And I used to combine them and make it a success.
Swami projects meer chesinappudu. See, we do this approximate budget cost. We never make an exact budget because budget is never exact. These approximate budget cost meeda. Swami eppudaina interfere avatam gaani ila kaadu ala ani cheppatam gaani. దీని చాలా ఎగ్జార్బిటెంట్ గా ఉందను లేదు టూ లో ఉందను అట్లా ఎట్లా మీతో ఇంట్రెస్ట్
వెరీ ఇంట్రెస్టింగ్
వాట్ ఇస్ ద వర్కింగ్
స్వామి వే ఆఫ్ హ్యాండ్లింగ్ అండ్ మేనేజ్మెంట్
ఎస్
ఐ హావ్ లెర్న్డ్ లాట్స్ ఆఫ్ థింగ్స్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఇన్ ప్రాక్టికల్ అప్లికేషన్ ఫర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ హీ నెవర్ యూస్ టు డిస్కస్ కాస్ట్ నెవర్ యూస్ టు సే రూపీస్ అండ్ హస్ ప్యాస్ బట్ బంగారు బాగా చేయి అందరికి అందుబాటులో ఉండేలా చేయి హీ యూస్ టు గివ్ మెసేజెస్ దట్ వే ఇట్ హ్యాస్ టు బి ఎకనామికల్ బట్ నాట్ చీప్
కరెక్ట్
ఇట్ షుడ్ బి గుడ్ క్వాలిటీ ఇట్ షుడ్ బి పర్ఫెక్ట్ వెన్ ఎవర్ స్వామి యూస్ టు సీ ఈవెన్ ఇన్ అవర్ సాయి కులవంత్ హాల్ సమ్ టైమ్స్ హీ యూస్ టు సీ దేర్ అండ్ మేక్ మీ సీ దేర్ అండ్ ఇట్ గివ్స్ ఎ హింట్ టు మీ దేర్ సంథింగ్ రాంగ్ అండ్ దేర్ ఇస్ సమ్ లీకేజ్ ఆర్ సమ్ wire is not straight, even small things.
Correct.
It used to go to his eye and that he used to transmit it to me.
Wonderful.
And so the jobs were perfect, the jobs were very fast, they are of high quality, and I can assure you nowhere else in the world they are cheaper. It is the cheapest here. And if you say the project management techniques, what we use here, is unique. And I have written also in some of our publications. The project management, he just chooses the best architect and the engineer. Quite often it happened to be an instrument of him in bringing these people together. So even in the hospital, when Keith Critchlow he brought from London and he did the main design. But a lot of detailed engineering has to be done. Details of the architecture has to be done. We found somebody called Thomas Rajan,
right,
who has worked in Apollo hospitals as an architect. But he knows all the details. So we brought him. I took him to Swami. And then I said, Swami, only 8 months are left. We know how to construct, but all the details are very important. So we have found this gentleman. He has hospital experience and he's an architect. So I took him for the interview. Asked him in the veranda and he said, bring him in. So I took him. How he motivated him. He inquired about his welfare. He told about his family. And then he gave a feeling to him. And we are watching that he knows everything about him. Whatever problems he has got, it will be all solved. There is nothing to worry for him. He first made him comfortable. Then he materialized a ring. And in that ring, there was Om on the top. And he put it on his finger. So I hope you are happy. Then his, with a twinkle in his eye, he said, yes, you are a little hesitant. Because I know you are Thomas Rajan, you are a Christian.
I have given you Om.
So he took back that and he blew some air on that. And it became a cross. And then he told something about his family, which we all may not know.
Correct.
Tears were falling on his eyes. And he was completely motivated. And he gave so much of support to our engineers and everybody to make those drawings so perfect that within a short time, we could make that possible for the hospital.
Were there some engineering inputs also during the course of discussions with Bhagavan?
Yes, that is also very interesting. Sometimes, you know, the Sai Kulwanthal, I took a drawing and first phase, second phase, it happened in stages. Then in the, when the next stage came, Swami, I said, this is the drawing, these are the columns, and I have now provided a space below because the level difference is such that people can watch you in the stage. And there is enough space, so your cars or any storage can be there. Bangaru baga chesao. Mottu enni stambhalu unnai? అంటే నేను 16 ఉన్నాయండి స్వామి అన్న 18 చేయండి. Then when I go back and check, by adding those two is better and economical.
It's wonderful.
And then another thing, in Bangalore, in Brindavan, we have built one Sai Ramesh. So always I used to go with some drawing and some ideas, and I always was thinking of doing better than any time. For Swami, it should be a perfect job. That is the background of my thinking. And it should be economical. It should be done very fast. Nowhere else it has been done ever faster. Because the hospital, nobody will believe it has been done in 6 to 8 months.
But it is there to see.
It is there to see. But the wonder of things is, he will make it appear everything has happened naturally. So, but it is in a way not so natural. His grace is
grace
there.
Is
there. Otherwise, it will not happen. I remember last 15 days before the hospital construction was over, there was so much of worry. I was never feeling comfortable. Even before coming to that, I must describe an incident. The foreigners gave some money. Isaac Tigret, Keith Critchlow made the drawings for the architecture. It is like a Taj Mahal. But what is inside, it is left to us to engineer. So Larsen & Toubro is doing the engineering and construction. So we have to detail it in such a way. There is a lot of work in it. First 4 months, because of all this coordination between the foreigners, ourselves, it was not running so well. And it was giving a fright whether can we keep up to the word that Swami has announced that the building will be inaugurated, operations will be performed on the next birthday. So remaining only 7 or 8 months remaining. And it is in a crisis. So that crisis management we are exposed to in certain other jobs, but it's always a mess. And Swami, that day, he called all these gentlemen, including myself from Larsen & Toubro, and he spoke nicely, gave a lot of food for all of us, and he complimented each one of them. He complimented Keith Critchlow, you have done a wonderful job. You have made all the drawings for the architecture very well. Isaac Tigret, you brought all the money, all the people, very well done. So he told all these things and said, you have done your job very well.
Very well.
Now, Critchlow, you give the drawings to Ramakrishna. And he told, now your job is finished. Ramakrishna will construct and finish the job by next birthday. Then it is a big stone in my heart. So, how am I going to do? How is Lasan Tubru going to keep up to the word? Swami is saying, I can't say no at that stage.
Correct.
So I feebly said, Swami, we will try. Don't say we will try, we'll finish. So it's almost an impossible task. But he told that, but you know, the point I'm trying to say is, he has practically dispensed them off. He has seen that this working together is not going on well. So, but at the same time, he doesn't want to displease them.
Correct.
He has handled the transaction analysis, it's a lesson. He has handled them so well, they are all happy. Then he told them, you come for the birthday, for the inauguration. Means you have finished your job, now you leave it to Ramakrishna. But when he said Ramakrishna, he meant Lasan Tubro. But then I brought this Thomas Rajan, which I explained.
Right.
We collected lot of other people. Work was going on and day in and day out. And in between, we had so much of rains, unusual rains. It used to stop work for 8-9 hours. So we used to count hours. And in the final 15 days, Swami used to come very often to monitor what is happening and assist. So he used to come with lots of clothes and sweets and distribute to all the workmen. So 4 hours we used to spend. My God, 4 hours are lost. Who used to think like that?
8 hours rain and 4 hours downpour of grace.
But you know, the amount of motivation that makes, you know, we can easily afford also company.
Yes.
And it is a lesson for me. We can easily afford to give those clothes, same amount a company can afford to spend.
True.
But we never think in those directions. They are as much part as engineers. They are working and sweating it out and giving their heart out. So look after them. That's the message. He looked after them so well that they are wholeheartedly working. The workmen are working wholeheartedly. Staff are working wholeheartedly because he gives them clothes. Whenever there's a darshan, there's a corner there, L&T corner. Whenever they have a problem, they used to tell Swami, Swami, this machine is not working. Some problem will be there. And don't worry, you go, tomorrow it will be alright. And one instance I remember very well is, when we were building that airport runway, it was built in 3 months. World record. Nowhere our airport is built in such a fast way. And it so happened the hot mix plant to lay the bitumen was not functioning. There was some problem. And I was not here all the time in any case. So our man in charge of that hot mix plant used to sit there in the L&T corner and used to pray Swami. Sometimes Swami will ask something. Sometimes he passes by. So one day he stopped. Swami, ఇది వారం రోజులుగా పని చేయట్లేదు స్వామి పని జరగట్లేదు మరి త్వరగా అయిపోవాలి పని బర్త్డే వచ్చేస్తుంది దాన్ని ఏం సరిగ్గా జరగట్లేదు హాట్ మిక్స్ ప్లాంట్ పని చేయట్లేదు స్వామి మేము అందరిని మెకానిక్స్ తీసుకొచ్చిన ఎవరు కుదరలేకపోతున్నారు ఏం కంగారు ఏం బెంగక్కర్లేదు నువ్వు వెళ్ళి పని చేసుకో అది రేపటి నుంచి పని చేస్తుంది అది బాగానే చేస్తుంది So what more proof you want? It started functioning.
Wonderful.
He did some hammer this way, that way.
And
it started functioning.
So it's a crisis management and divine intervention. Wonderful combination.
God only knows how everything got set right.
Set right.
We don't know really. We are all professional engineers. But sometimes we can't solve the problems.
Exactly.
And he has been intervening with his grace. And I think we have enough proof to know that. Others may not... No, it has all happened naturally. But you know, that airport, including that building, which is a terminal building in the other airports we call, that building I took the drawing to him. Then I showed it to him and a slab and we made it in our own way. A reasonably good looking building. Then Ramakrishna is a headless man lagaundi. ఫ్లాట్ రూఫ్ వేసాం అనమాట త్వరగా అయిపోతుందని ఉద్దేశం స్వామి ఏం చేయమంటారు ఓ డోమ్ పెట్టరాదా మన హాస్పిటల్ నుంచి డోమ్ పెట్టావు స్వామి అంతమంది మరి మార్చేస్తాను మర్నాడు వెంటనే ఆ స్లాబ్ వేసేసిన తర్వాత దానిపైన డోమ్ కట్టాం డోమ్ మీనింగ్ లేదు అసలు
అది
కానీ అది పైకి సరిగ్గా కనపడదు.
ఎస్థెటిక్స్ యాడ్ చేసి
ఎస్థెటిక్ స్వామి
వెరీ పర్టికులర్
డోమ్. ఇట్ లుక్స్ యాజ్ నేచురల్లీ డోమ్
డోమ్.
We are not using anything under the dome, but the terminal building is first class. The dome makes it most beautiful. It was constructed in the fastest ever time and lowest ever cost. And you know, we have removed a hill actually. The whole runway and the terminal building was built in 3 months.
3 months.
Incredible. Even in a military, they can't do that.
Incredible.
It's, and in between, I told you the experience of this cosmic plant.
Right, right. What is the best, the most important and memorable, gracious moment you had with Bhagavan?
Well, there are many such moments.
Yeah.
But I must say, you know, sometimes make me, I used to wonder, I'm waiting, Swami is not looking at me, like that sometimes.
Yeah.
One occasion, I came for something and I was anxious to meet him. He didn't look at me. And next day morning, first thing he comes to me and says, Ninna ninnu pelavaledana baadapattavu kada, naaku telusu ninna amavasya manchi roju kaadu. And he calls me inside and showers all his grace on me. And everything is sorted out. And we have, in the company, when we do such projects, we sometimes it's difficult to convince to the managements, the board, there are so many others, to do projects at taking away my time also, and do projects at a No profit. Swami's projects, I had to convince my board that these projects are like our corporate social responsibility.
Wonderful.
Corporate social responsibility, we should, normally we donate some money and forget about it. And that organization, NGO or somebody uses it in the best of their, what they think is right. But so I told our management, we are doing a lot of work, thousands of crores in a way. So if we can only spend 5% and we do those jobs at cost with no profit.
Wonderful.
I would like to do for Tirupati Devasthanam, Sathya Sai Baba and other such seva organizations, we would like to do it at cost.
At cost.
So the way I talked about with some examples of those ideas, I believe have come from Swami to me. And I could convince everyone. There's nobody dissenting. Please do that. Please. All the jobs you want to do, you are welcome.
There was a saying when somebody questioned Bhagavan or asked Bhagavan, why all works only to L&T? Swami, with no hesitation, in a split second, he said, what is that L&T? Loyalty and trust. That's what Swami said. I remember. It is a loyalty and trust that counts. Wonderful.
And I think those words... that is what we should publish in our corporate communication.
Yes.
The loyalty and trust are important.
Important.
And really, maybe through me, through my other colleagues, we have displayed that loyalty. We have displayed that trust in the project. And the project should be done. And quite often there was some trust behalf, somebody has to check our estimates. Normally our unit rates are a little more than other contractors. We are a little expensive company normally. But what happens is, we have to convince others that we are doing genuinely an economic cost and it is lower than even whatever government can get it done.
Wonderful.
And most of our projects, we have executed them at such a cheap cost, as you expressed earlier, what is the thumb rule cost?
Thumb rule cost.
And Chakravarti, Kondalrao Garu and such people, Mr. Satish Nayak, they check and they used to say, how much does it cost? For example, the Sai Bhaktanivas. So ultimately, we have delivered at 750 rupees a square foot, which is unbelievable. Even in my organization, L&T, how can you do this? That means it will be a loss.
Loss.
No, I said, we are using right ideas. It is at cost.
At cost.
We used to say, we have decided in principle, we'll do it at cost. We are trying new ideas. But it functions, we get ideas for the balance work, whatever we are doing.
Naturally.
So, this is exactly what happened in the case of water supply, which Mr. Kondalrao Garu was
explained.
Engineering chief, and it was his conceptual plans, which we had to implement. So, what happened is, it is such a short time as usual. There are no estimates. We start working. There are 750 villages, 2,500 kilometers of pipelines. Pipeline. There's overhead reservoirs, which are 268 or 270. The whole of history of L&T, would not have done more than 60 or 70 in first 50 years. But in one project, within 1 year, we have to do that. And it is a difficult task. So we have to employ subcontractors who don't know this type of design or construction.
Right.
We used to give some scaffolding and some ideas, train them and get it done. And it is in villages. Accessibility was very poor. In fact, all this is hilly country. And true to his name, Kondal Rao, he has designed all these water tanks on the top of the hills.
He broke mountains. He broke mountains. That I always say.
So to go to that place, it is accessibility is difficult.
Right.
So to form a road. So we used to have 75 jeeps, or vehicles. And if I have to just tour that place, not do any work, but just to see what happens,
it takes
2 days.
2 days.
So we had to place. We never did work in such a rural environment and so fast. So we had to reorganize ourselves in such a way and interact with government, interact with trust. Everyone is a different line of thinking. And I think the unity is a unique thing in these projects. The government is thinking in its way, but it has its objectives.
Right.
The corporation thinks economically fast, we should not lose money, even if we don't make profit. The trust has got everything should be as far as possible free.
Correct.
Because they are
different perception levels.
Yeah.
Different
so, perception. What I would say has happened in these jobs is that we brought all these three diverse type of organizations
together.
With their thinking together.
Together.
And Swami brought us together. Because we have to do a lot of detailed engineering.
Right.
He has made the broad framework, but then we have to say the water tank we have to design, some, and then we have to give it to him for his approval.
Yeah.
So all this will mean indirectly a cost. So we economize in the design, we economize in the construction methods. That may not be the methods which government may be adopting in elsewhere.
True.
But he has to approve, and ultimately the trust has to approve. So initially a broad figure is agreed. We must do this in so-and-so crores, or whatever it is. And then we do detailed engineering, and unit rates are compared and checked. He used to check and say, this is the unit rates, we should not exceed that. We used to submit in our own fashion, because we look at cost and profitability in such angles, and we submit, some things have to be changed, but we always, it's an open book. That is, any time anybody can check, I will guarantee that this is absolutely open book.
The best possible...
The best architecture, best fundamentals in terms of aesthetics. Aesthetics, the cost is taken care of by broad figures. Nowhere else we have statistics which is cheaper than this. That is another objective. It is fast because it has to be ready by next birthday or some such target. And quality should be top class. And ultimately it will be inaugurated by a Prime Minister, a President or Swami himself.
Correct.
So, we used to achieve all these things in a very short time. And this became an example for us to follow in our business elsewhere. What really happened is, when water projects started here, we did before some big pipeline, some water tower, but all in piecemeal. Never a whole project.
A comprehensive.
And that too in a rural environment, and that too that fast. Once we have accomplished this, this experience and reputation has helped us. Somebody says, see that Sai Baba project, Puttaparthi, or Anantapur water project, that is successful. Let us ask L&T to quote for this job and do the job. People used to come to us.
Come to you.
And this water business, we were not in the water business.
True.
it started with this, and ultimately we spread from Andhra Pradesh to Tamil Nadu, Karnataka, all over India. And today, it gives us a business of 2,000 crores per annum. And original experience is tremendous. So in a way, Swami helped us to establish a new line.
Wonderful.
Similarly, hospitals. We used to do some hospitals.
But not of this magnitude.
And magnitude and that fast.
Fast.
So that reputation which brings, even if you don't make any profit here, that experience and reputation it makes, it gives us business elsewhere.
Yeah.
And that way, I believe all the new lines which we have taken up, all been thorough success, and in a way, it helped my reputation in the company.
True.
We were never in airports. We took up Bangalore airport by investment in airport. The first time India permitted that. And discussions were going on for 3 years for the government, central government, state government, because it is a public-private partnership, first time in the country. Vajpayee government has to pass legislation or modify the act. Airport Authority of India was the only agency which can run airports. They allowed private agencies to run the airports first time. And that happened. And I had collected German company like Siemens, Zurich Airport, and Larsen & Toubro. Apart from Airport Authority of India and Karnataka Government Organization, all of us are formed a public-private partnership. And that the Bangalore Airport was the first airport built on that basis in India.
And it is successful.
It's a new experience. And God only knows we will make profit or not. Construction is one part. But running airport, we didn't have experience. So it so happened that the discussions were going on for such a long time. Politicians were changing. It was a frustrating experience to get through the government the necessary approvals.
But new stores are open.
So what happened is, initially we have to only spend money. You won't get any profit.
Right.
So our foreign partners were getting a little jittery. Saying, I don't think this project will go through. And we'll wash off and go away. It is L&T, is a local company. You can handle it.
Let it take the burden.
So then, I took the decision, because Swami happened to be also in Bangalore, to take the top people of these companies to Swami. And I mean, anything I can take to Swami,
correct,
that's a great advantage.
Then
he is again inquired about them, and he gave a ring to all of them each. Then I told Swami, we have come because the whole discussions with the government are taking such a long time. It is frustrating. They want to leave the project. But, you know, my idea is India should have good airports like what they have in Munich or United States and other countries. I'm very keen we should do this. I brought them together, but today we have a serious problem. And then he said, not 3.5 years, it will take 5 years. But it will be a successful project. And he talked to them so nicely, they were completely convinced we should not leave Larsen & Toubro. And Hyderabad, we were not investors, but we were constructors. And GS expanded, and he used to tell in between whenever I used to go, oh, money will flow in your company. Even when there are going to be troubles, he used to sometimes caution me. We are doing a project for a housing project township. Russian soldiers who have been sent back to Russia from Germany. And the Germans were giving money. And Larsen & Toubro got a contract to build in Russia. The contract language is German and Russian, not English. So we took that project. It is a, you can say, sort of, I used to do not necessarily Swami's project. Then he said, this project you will not make profit. You will lose. And it happened exactly like that. Because our fellows could not withstand minus 25 Turkey. But he said, you will finish the job. We finished the job and we gained a lot of exposure and experience to do international projects. It happened that way. You know, Swami used to caution also sometimes. You know, slight hints. It's not direct, it is indirect.
Subtle, very subtle.
But it is a message to me how I should progress. And in fact, what happened is, I was, of course, I worked only for one company. 43 years, Larsen & Toubro. Only one company. And you loyal to the company, loyal to Swami, loyal to
customer,
whomever we used to work for. I mean, we are straightforward. And we never used to bribe, and that is not the way is our culture. But Swami, that's why encouraged us. Swami is conveying a message that good companies should become successful. And when we are doing that, and during all these experiences brought the company to choose me as the successor of Mr. C.R. Ramakrishna. I became president and in a way managing director of this part and deputy managing director for the whole company. I was number two in the company. Chairmanship also, I will tell that story. I was a contender in a way. But the chairman is, I had to go to Bombay. So it so happened that during my tenure as director and president managing director of this part of the company, what used to be 15% of the whole company's business as construction became 70% of the construction today.
Oh,
okay. So the character of the company
has changed.
It has completely changed. And our profitability was moderate in those days. Profitability was highest. If 70% is our volume, 75% of the company's profit is from construction. So it became such a success that the volume of business in 12 years of my leadership were increased by 18 times. 1800%. And the profitability 25 times. So I have been made a thorough success by Swami.
Swami. Yes, we attribute.
And what did I learn out of the exercise of all these projects is, if the project is done with unity, the owner, the consultant, contractor, the user, all of them are united, the project will be a success. If there is a good motive behind, all of them are working for the same objective, then every problem can be solved. And God's grace will come automatically. Unity and purity, if we bring into the project, divinity automatically supports. And I believe that is the mantra for success.
It's cohesion plus pride plus growth is equal to success.
Success. I wrote articles in our magazines, sometimes about Swami projects. What it has taught us, not the technicalities. We are the people anyway, we learn that science and use it. But how the mind part of it, how we function together, the transaction, how we work together with unity and purity of thought, that makes the
that
basis
makes the whole,
for success.
Whole difference. So Ramakrishna Garu, as an young engineer, you commenced your career. You have reached the pinnacle in your career through dint of hard work, honesty, sincerity, efficiency, devotion, commitment, so on and so forth. Now, the next generation is looking forward to you as a role model, a source of inspiration or a beacon of light. How do you guide? How do you want to guide or give a piece of advice? How best they can contribute to themselves and to the country based on the humanitarian substratum?
Yeah, I think it's a wonderful thing. I never exposed in that fashion, but your question makes me talk about it. You know, I have already mentioned about the projects, the unity, purity, and divinity aspect of project management. But really, to be successful, and one of the motivating factors for me, I have seen the Europe, Germany and other places. We have done jobs outside India. Even business outside India grew because of Swami's grace. But what I have learned out of it is, even the European and other countries' works are very much major, and sometimes you know, what we do in India may be relatively small in value. But we find that value is, if you build a stadium in India, if it is X rupees, the same stadium in Middle East is three times. In Europe, it may be six times. So, value-wise, we are building in India something as good as anywhere else in the world, but we are accompanying with a success because of the value system, which fortunately our company, and I am particularly associated, I can't say everywhere in India it is going like that, but we have become a sort of model. And I think in most of the seminars and other, I also teach nowadays in IIT Madras, I keep talking about this aspect of working with unity. In India particularly, we need to show that unity. And in commercial enterprise, there are always there will be tussles because each one has its separate interests. Subcontractor wants to make a profit. This is a big company, I must get better salary, the worker thinks. The engineer thinks I must get a better salary. But we have to still be economical. So all this is conflicting. But in this, how to bring unity and motivation? In fact, I have been exposed to, through experiences with Swami, how to motivate people. by seeing what is happening here.
Yeah.
And I am continuing that work in a way.
Mm.
I have no need to work at all, really.
Mm. Yeah.
But Swami always used to say, no retirement.
Correct.
Retire. You keep doing and helping and advising. So I'm on the board of almost less than a dozen companies. Whatever I'm doing is not in conflict with Larsen & Toubro or my general principles.
Right, right.
But I'm always trying to help and motivate. I teach students. I go to seminars, international also. But the whole motivation is India, and Swami used to say that also.
Mm.
In 18 years,
mm.
India will be a major power. And everybody will respect India.
Mm.
And
once he said that.
Mm. And I believe it is happening.
It is happening.
And we have a role to play, in all that.
Mm.
We are in a changing environment,
mm.
which ultimately will bring glory to our country.
Yeah.
And I believe L&T are, as a my organization, we have to build 50 L&Ts, I used to say, for the country.
Correct.
The reason is,
mm.
the others used to think they are competitors. But I used to meet all that top people
mm.
and say, we are all belong to a community to construct and
Correct.
Build India.
Uh-huh.
We built everything for Reliance. We built for Tatas. We built for Birlas. So we are building for the country.
Correct. The spirit of fraternity.
And all this work only we have to do.
Yeah.
So we don't have to compete and
mm.
and cut each other.
Mm.
So I used to propagate and I was responsible for starting organizations like Construction Industry Development Council,
mm.
National Academy of Construction,
Hyderabad.
The whole idea is
mm.
India should develop and catch up with the advanced West.
It is a contribution to the nation.
So that is what used to motivate
mm.
and Swami, I used to think as my ally.
You got the best partner in life.
You know, when I was traveling mad, it's unbelievable.
Mm.
I used to travel so much. And company also used to have an aircraft for my use. So, on the same day, I used to be in 3-4 different places.
Mm.
And I have written also, once it so happened that the Andhra University,
mm.
which where I studied,
mm.
decided to give me a Doctor of Science degree.
Right.
Honorary.
Mm.
Honoris causa. And I got the message just 2 or 3 days before
mm.
the convocation
mm.
that they have been chosen and mm. please come for the convocation.
Mm.
And then I took a decision. This is Swami's grace.
Mm.
There's so many awards we got.
Mm.
It's all Swami's grace. So I just traveled to Puttaparthi.
Mm.
And from here I'll go to Vizag.
Mm.
The aircraft is there.
Mm.
And it so happened, P. Sushila, who's mm. a singer, she has got Kalaprapurna
mm.
from same university.
Mm.
And I understand a day earlier,
mm.
she has seen Swami. I've got this, but I cannot even reach Vizag. How can I get this degree? That is what she seemed to have told. I didn't know all this.
Mm.
I also didn't come planned. I came to Swami and I told Swami I have been chosen to get a doctorate, an honorary doctorate.
Mm.
Then he said, bless me, yes, you will get more honors. And in fact, Jawaharlal Nehru Technological University gave me a PhD later on. So, it is all, I believe, it is His grace. Not that, you know, it is all my capability. But that day, he told me, Bangaru, P. Sushila, Nito Vastundi, Vizag Tiskalto Gada, Swami me chepta Tiskalto Vastundi, Avru Kona degree Vachindi. So, it seems he has told P. Sushila, I will send you, don't worry. And it so happened that the only way I traveled by plane to Vizag, the previous evening we landed, next day we took the degrees.
Wonderful. This is Swami's grace.
There is no other way you can
explain. Correct.
Similarly, our office building in Madras and Satya Sai Nigamagamam in
Hyderabad.
Once in 4 years we have what is called World Congress on Concrete. And it will be held in different countries. So, it so happened, I used to attend those congresses. It used to motivate us, we should do well. And the best structures, they give awards. And it so happened in the Washington Congress, our office building got selected as the best concrete building for 4 years in the world. And Satya Sai Nigamagamam, which is a relatively small structure, but it is a unique concept. It has been selected with the, what we call as next certificate of merit as an outstanding structure. Both these, I mean, for one company, one award itself, one country is very rare. Because hardly there are half a dozen awards. and two buildings for India getting awards. And how can I describe that except as grace? And I went and I had to receive, and there was a colleague of mine who came from the consultancy company called Shirish Patel, who designed our office building. Philip Modi was the architect. It's an outstanding building with the four pillars, and the whole thing is four-storied above that. Below, we just enter, there's a car park. We enter, the whole building is a portico. I mean, it is a unique structure. So that, and Swami, it seems, used to comment, this building belongs to our Ramakrishna's company. He's not last one to grow.
That's what I say.
So one day, one of the greatest things and pleasure it gave me is Swami came to Madras, graced our house also. But at that time, he has not graced my house at that time. So he was passing by. I already prayed to Swami, please visit our
house once.
And he has been commenting. I came to know all these things afterwards, that he is appreciative of that building. I was just standing at the gate along with some of my colleagues, and Swami's cavalcade came. Srinivasan was accompanying. And I was doing namaskar. He stopped the car. And then I said, Swami, please come and bless all of our company and our staff, unannounced, nothing. Then I took him to my room. I made him sit in my chair because I thought that will give me some advantage. He sat. He spoke to all of my senior colleagues. Then we went in a sort of, we have a convention center. He blessed all the staff. That was a great moment of joy for all our staff. He came and blessed the company. It's unbelievable. If I have contributed to the growth of the company, I am seeing it as a growth of the country.
I am seeing
as one small wheel in performing something for the glory of the country. For the benefit of the country. And I'm too small to be able to do such things. After all, construction is a tough job. So many people have to work to produce, and normally after 1 year it is finished, you are forgotten.
Construction is always a rough weather.
Rough job. But a lot of ideas go into it. And Swami has made me a small instrument in some of those jobs. And even not connected with Swami's jobs, he used to visit the site when I used to request. That means he is not limited to Swami's projects.
Right.
His grace is available to the company, myself, my family, for everyone.
Yeah.
I think that is the message I have. And because I was traveling mad like this, my wife used to worry like anything. And my wife was always worried about my health. So one day, when again we were called a number of times to interview, so we were entering his room, he asked my wife, why are you always arguing and quarreling with your husband? That is the question Swami asked.
Straight away.
She was stunned. I was also taken aback. Then she poured out, Swami is traveling all over. I don't know what he is eating, what he is drinking. And I used to, indulge in some drinking also in those days. Not beyond limits. But, it was social habit in those countries. So she was really concerned about my health and really concerned about my travel. And she is confined to home and looking after my three sons in a way. So she is under stress, obviously. So Swami knew everything. And he confronted like that. Then she poured out all that is in a way what problem I am creating for her. Then he said, Ramakrishna Bangaru, he is only doing work for his company and for many others. He is doing good job. You should not worry about him. You are worried about his, I am always with him. He will never have any health problem or anything. I am always with him. You don't worry about him. And then he turns to me and said, you are going all over the world. Why don't you take this little girl along with you sometimes? because that was all at company expense. Because I am so conscious, I can't take her at company's expense.
Correct.
Even though I may be the boss. So you take her, what is there? You can take her once in a way. So I started taking her. And I look after my work. I used to leave her either in the hotel or and some relative's place. Mm. And she used to go around and sometimes come with me. So she has seen a lot more world than I have seen. So she has traveled all over the world.
Mm.
And now she was so confined to home, she has got confidence. And I have three or four experiences where I was really sick.
Mm.
I was traveling like this only. One day I was getting down from the plane in Coimbatore, our own aircraft. And I had to go to the bathroom twice or thrice, running motion. And I really thought I will die. I really thought it looked like that. But you know, I was so conscious as if I have promised, I must go and attend to that. So I got down, reeling sensation, I was very weak. Then it so happened that somebody who's a doctor in Coimbatore, not feeling well, you come with me, I'll take you to the hospital. And then I just rested for a while, gave some little tablet. He said, he checked up everything, nothing wrong, everything is okay. But I knew I had a serious problem. But it just disappeared. And there's no, and when doctor checked up, everything is normal. And many other times I had some similar experiences. Once I was in Amsterdam, in the hotel. I went on an invitation of the Netherlands government. And I was attending meetings, and that evening, in the night, maybe high blood pressure or whatever, I don't know the condition. Again I felt, I started thinking about my children, if I die, who will take my body? You know, much thinking. You know, I'm going to create a problem for them. Like that I was thinking. Then somebody knocks at my door, and then he sees me in some miserable state in a way. What is the problem? I said, I'm feeling uneasy. I mean, it is 11 o'clock in the midnight. And a hotel, one of the colleagues who is attending the conference, he's not an Indian also. He has come. And then he said, then I said, I'm not able to sleep and I'm feeling uneasy. It looks like I have to call for a doctor. He said, that is not necessary. You just take rest tonight. We'll see tomorrow morning. And he gave some tablets. Maybe some, I don't know what the tablet,
was.
I don't know who it is also afterwards. He's a foreigner. I took that and I slept. In the morning I got up normal. And again, I thought I will cancel the next day's program and all that. I imagined so many things. And I was perfectly all right. I went around. And I know Swami only saved me. So there are so many such experiences, innumerable. I cannot describe. But what I can say is, so many people may be critical of Swami. In my company also, sometimes people who are critical of Swami. What is this? You are going and prostrating before him, another human being, where should you touch his feet? And such, some such comments. I said, I have experienced certain things, and I believe he is God incarnate. And imagine a village boy suddenly knowing all Vedas and everything and attracting so many people from all over the world. You mean to say that is normal? I used to tell like that.
Correct.
So I believe, and I have seen.
And it is your conviction.
It is my conviction.
Conviction.
So you may look at somebody else as your master. It's up to you. But you know, even those situations, the way I was able to answer, and it is again Swami's grace. Never get upset. I always used to talk to them so nicely. They have such a regard for me that I sincerely believe. And I think that is infectious. It then travels to others.
True.
Tune into Sai. Spend the day with Sai. From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
12:30 p.m. and it's a pleasant and fine afternoon here at Prashanthin Lam Ashram. Well, this is the segment Service Love in Action, and I'm Raghu from Team Radio Sai. Today in this segment, I played for you a conversation with the late Dr. A. Ramakrishna, who was the former president and deputy managing director of L&T, that is Larsen & Toubro's ECC Construction Division. But more importantly, he was a long-standing and humble Sai devotee. And in this conversation with Radio Sai's Mr. V.S.R. Murthy, Dr. A. Ramakrishna spoke to us about the lessons that he learned by working for Swami's projects. I hope, dear listeners, you all benefited and enjoyed this conversation. Do write to us about the feedback and any comments that you have about this and about any other Radio Sai program. You can always, as always, write to us by writing to listener@radiosai.org. That is, our email ID is listener@radiosai.org. Well, dear listeners, it's time for me to conclude for today. I'll meet you again next Thursday and I'll bring you all another new Seva story. So I place this segment at Bhagwan's lotus feet and I thank him profusely for giving me the opportunity to host this segment every Thursday after Thursday. So next segment of today's Thursday Live is Afternoon Satsang, and for today, Brother Prem is out of station, so we'll be playing for you, they'll be playing for you all a rebroadcast of one of the Afternoon Satsang segment from the Afternoon Satsang archive. But it'll be after a couple of minutes, and I'll play for you, as I sign off, a prayer song, and after that you will listen to the Afternoon Satsang. So Jai Sai Ram.
Devotion to Thee.